This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is how we're starting the show. Work with me before you turn the channel. This is your warning. Just work with me. If you trust anything I've done for you guys in 21 years, hold the line for a second. Kenny Cotton not with us. Not Kenny's not dead. He's just got the day off. I don't know why I said it that way. So listen, Rico is burning a hole through my skull staring at me. Just hold on before you erupt, all right, Bam Bam Bigelow?
Well, you know why.
Just chill out. I want to ask a question because this is like an age-old debate. And if you – look, I'm not expecting that you watch the Preakness Saturday, but if you did, even David, who doesn't care, Evan, who doesn't care, they both watched. And they both walked away going – holy, what the hell did I just watch? I said, you watched a once-in-a-lifetime effort. You watched, that is, as Larry Colmus said it, that's a performance you read about. That's like something that I wasn't born until 1980, and I'm lucky that YouTube exists. You can watch what Secretariat did at the Belmont, but it's generally what you read about. Hear me out when I ask this question, because ESPN got in a bunch of trouble with this in the mid-90s. Do you remember Sports Century?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a big thing. Sports Illustrated. Do you remember that? Used to be a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
now
swimsuit issues.
Now it's rubbish.
Right.
They both did a ranking of the top 100 athletes. And on the list, each of them was Secretariat. And people went out of their mind. How could you put a horse on there? And da-da-da. And you get these, even Evan asked me a stupid question of, well, what about Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes F1 car? I go, no, one is a machine, one's a living, breathing organism. I want to ask the question. If you watched what went down, even if you have no nuance to watching horse racing, you just saw it, Evan saw it, David saw it. That is a constitution and a bravery and an effort quotient that we beg our human athletes to give us. Okay? What journalism pulled off, almost getting knocked into the sun, full momentum stop, only to battle, stick his nose in there, re-rally, and when you freeze frame it, Rico, you could run 10,000 races. You will never see a horse win the way he won. You could 100,000 races. It was unbelievable, and it begs this question. Or maybe should I say it as a statement? Horses are absolutely athletes. Sports Century and Sports Illustrated had it right. And I know you're going to make jokes about Ney-Bans and Air Jordans or whatever else you're going to do, but I'm being serious with you. What you saw in the stretch drive of the Preakness defines
okay.
A champion. It was remarkable.
Then what's the jockey?
A passenger. He's a coach. The coach doesn't play. He's along for the ride. True or false? If the athletes listen to the coach, they generally get a better shot at winning, right? Think of it's almost like if Phil Jackson was on a pony. That's what Umberto Raspoli was there. Because Raspoli, the human element is, A, staying on the damn thing, but B, keeping the horse together and urging him to get in the mix. The athlete responds. They are the coach. That's how I define it. But when Sports Century, when ESPN put Secretariat on that list, they caught hell. I want to revisit that. And I don't care if we only do two segments. But damn it, what you saw, and if you didn't watch the Preakness.
Oh, no, no.
The people. Oh, if you didn't watch, please take a minute.
Yeah, please. I watched my money come in second. I took the long shot.
Why didn't you? Well, no. Would you do it? Gosger to win?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
So I'm like, yes!
This is the part I won't mention. I had the exact of both ways. All right.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Because if I don't know anything about it, how about I just pick the horse that's, you know,
I just want
to lose, but I'm leaning no.
Damn it.
only because I thought I was about to witness a tragedy. When all three horses got together, I'm like, oh no, no, don't fall down. I don't want to see three horses put down.
No, no, no.
So it went from a sigh of relief to, oh my goodness, where'd this horse come from?
What do we want out of our athletes? You want the ability.
It's a good question.
And I know no other show's qualified to do this. And probably the other shows are too smart to do this. But damn it, it's a question. We want the physical ability, but we want what you can't see. We want the heart. We want the brain. We want the motivation. We want our athletes to lay it down every damn time they take the floor, right? And when an athlete, when something goes wrong and they pout and they cry and they whine or they shut it down, what do? We rip them. What journalism did was like Michael Jordan, was Kobe. That was, I have never in my life watched a horse win with that happening.
Okay, but here's
that way.
But see, here's the flip side. Because it's a horse, when they do bad, you can't rip them.
Yes, you can.
They don't care.
But that's not that's
hey,
not your problem.
Journalism. You didn't win the Derby. Hey.
So wait, if a horse had a social media account,
right,
somehow this would be a different equation.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm asking. I'm being serious.
Okay.
They are living, breathing things that are at the best at what they do. But the constitution, the brain power, the smarts, and the willingness to sacrifice it all to go get what they want. That's what we want from the human counterpart.
Okay.
So why can I not view journalism as an athlete?
I like it. Look, you made a great point.
It's a setup.
The jockey.
You went cranium.
No. The jockey is the coach.
Yes.
Two points for Mike.
Thank you.
I can't say it's an athlete, and I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know if the horse knows what it's doing.
The horse knew what they were doing.
I don't think the horse knew. Okay, wait. So this race counts, but the other races that I did at the other place didn't count.
Hold on, David. Hold on. I want David's feedback on this because David, it's not like David is Dwayne Lucas. He only takes a light interest in it. And David, say what you said to me pre-show, clean part.
Okay. I was watching the race and I'm yelling because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You're right, Rico. When you saw it, you're like, oh my gosh, you're about to see a tragedy. And then the horse decides, I'm going for it? That was everything. That was athleticism.
That's everything
that
you don't get from Jason Tatum.
That was great.
No isolation offense.
That was the jockey, but I'm saying,
what
you're saying.
You get bumped and the horse made a decision.
I don't think the horse really knows what
it's
doing.
No, hold on. Now, that's where you're wrong. Here's all I can tell you, because I know what you're going to do.
I'm being dead
serious. Does the horse know he just won a grade one? No. No.
I'm beginning to think because every time they go into it's like the two horses and the one is like whispering, like, you know, I just won the Preakness, right?
There's an element afterwards to this, though. Let me give you an example. I'll give you an example.
I'll share some of these black-eyed Susans with you.
First of all, they're pack animals.
Okay.
They know what they're out there to do. If you go to a horse in the stall, a lot of them are 1,000-pound puppies. Put the racing tack on them. And the light switches. It's no different than, hey, you know, Jared Goff is a loving husband at home, and then he takes the field and he wants to kill everybody. It's the same thing. They're pack animals. They know what their job is.
Okay.
And the great ones know their job is to destroy everyone. Now, the only example I can offer you of this, it's very famous. I'm not asking you to go watch this, but I can link the video if you like. A very famous horse, Zenyatta. Zenyatta won 19 races in a row. Okay? Zenyatta would dead closer from the clouds. She wouldn't even be on your TV screen. Like a Marvel hero that you like. But she got beat by a nose in her last race. She tried going to the winner's circle. She was like, wait a minute. No, this ain't what we do after the races. I go over there. That's my spot. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling you. They know. Okay. They know to a level. And now, they damn well know what their job is.
Okay.
Unlike Jason Tatum when he's burning the okay. shot clock Mike, and shooting one Mike, for 15
Mike,
for three.
Mike, he's in the hospital right now. The show, as Doug would say, a little respect.
Just making a point.
Now, do you give them something extra if they win? Like, is it kind of like a dog treat when they do something good?
Yeah.
You reward them. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just
carrots and peppermints always play.
Okay.
Listen.
But only if they win.
No.
No. I guess what I'm saying is, to know that they've won, you give them something special.
The only thing I can tell you is, they can relate,
like, oh, if I get this.
I have seen it in real time when horses win races and then they act completely differently. Their confidence is up. They think they're Godzilla. They know. So my point, to bring it full circle, because we're not doing a Preakness breakdown per se. It's the idea of ESPN got raked over the coals when they put Secretariat in their top 50 athletes of all time. My point is, horses are athletes. And what you saw journalism do on Saturday, right. That's everything you demand from an athlete.
But you know the reason why they got raked, because now you're saying, oh, well, look at what Secretariat did as compared to what Shaquille O'Neal did. Like, which one is better? And it's just like,
well, I would argue it would still be Shaq because Secretariat had an unfair advantage that his heart was three times the size of a normal horse.
Right, but that's where you get the whole, like, wait, a horse is ahead of me?
Yes. And you, especially for some of the dogs that play in the NBA.
I know, Jason Tatum. 2-4,
hold on. People work with me on this. We have laid a case out.
He's sitting in a Boston hospital like, why I keep feeling strays?
248-539-9797. I'm dead serious when I say it. Can we settle the debate? Horses are athletes. And if you didn't watch the Preakness, take 1 minute of your day. Come on. It's a minute, guys. That ain't much. Not asking you to read a second bedtime story to Junior.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. I can't thank you guys enough for the support here. We're going to do this. I don't know if I'll be saying thank you afterwards. But I wanted to revisit an old sports debate after what happened.
I feel like I need Evan in here to support me.
Nah. Well, have Evan come in. I don't care. But what happened at the Preakness and the effort by journalism, it was jaw-dropping. It was remarkable. And it displays everything you ask of a human athlete. And when ESPN had Secretariat as one of the top athletes of all time, people went crazy. So I just wanted to bring it back and go, look, horses are athletes. Rico asked the question, well, what's the jockey? He's the coach. Does the horse know? They absolutely do. This is their job. It's what they're born to do, bred to do. It's what if you don't let them do it, they get angry. So, yeah, they're athletes. And what journalism did, if you didn't watch it, watch it.
So the horse not going into the gate, is that like the athlete holding out? That's the Trey Hendrickson?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Let's get to, you know what? This was a terrible idea. I'd like to scrap this whole thing.
I had to get
one. That's fair. I'll go to Matt in Westland, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, pal?
Mikey, this is why you're my guy. I was going to call up and see if we could talk on the commercial, and then you lead with the Preakness.
So talk to me. What's on your mind?
What that horse did when it did not fold like the other horses around it had me had goosebumps. It's the same thing as Rich Strike. When you see an athlete pull something like that and just decide, you know what, I'm going to go win this. How can you not say anything? How can you try to take anything away from that? Absolutely, they're athletes.
Yeah.
And they make you feel everything you want to feel in sports.
Yeah, there's an honesty to it. I mean, Matt, here's the other thing that people don't realize, brother. Like, those horses, the great ones, will push through the pain. I mean, think about it. Like, for anyone who out there, any of our runners that are out there, triathletes, whatever, marathons, you're running through the pain, the mental desire to get that done. Horses do the same thing. You're running 42 miles an hour. You're flying. And down the stretch, the great ones are going to gut through that pain. Like, they're athletes. Now, I understand. Ney-Bans and Jordans and snowshoes.
Okay. I didn't say any of that yet. That's you.
Okay.
You answered all of my questions.
Let me go to Danielle, 97.1.
I mean, if it was a real person, they would hold out for more money.
Okay, Danielle, 97.1.
Hi there. So I am a equestrian athlete. I do show jumping and hunter jumper.
Okay.
So we're trained that we are the pilot. They are the athlete. It is a partnership for sure, but they 100% do their job. They know their job. They know they have heart. They win. Those are the true athletes of the horses. There are horses that don't want to jump. There are horses that don't want to race. But when you have a horse underneath you that wants to win, you can 110% feel it. I've had a horse on course, on competition, where I got gassed. I leaned my knuckle into his neck because I needed to take a break. I felt his entire body come up underneath me. He said, I got you. And he did his job, and we won.
Athlete. Danielle, I appreciate the real world backing here, because that's the key. And like the great ones, they know.
They want to do it. I mean, they're born to do it.
Because Danielle, you've answered the question I've often wondered. And Michael, take it as a different way, but it's like if you take, I get what you're doing. Like if you take your dog out for a walk, the dog just wants to be with you. Doesn't really know what it's doing. It just wants to spend the time with you. I didn't know if the horse just wanted to spend the time with the jockey, not really knowing what they were doing. Thank you.
As a pilot, you can feel it and you can feel the difference. There's horses that don't want to, and there's horses who have heart and 100% want to. And as the equestrian and as the athlete of the equestrian, you can feel the difference.
Yes. And look, to Danielle's point, look, there are horses who just don't have, I'm not even looking at Evan for the moment. Evan, I'll get to you in a second. There are horses that don't have a lot of talent, but they're honest. I mean, 75% of that deal is just wanting it. And there are horses that look like $1 million and run like 10 cents. Those are the horses you end up resenting. Those are the Tatums. But the
are all horse athletes created equal?
No.
Like,
certainly not.
The sprinters more athletic than the ones that jump over stuff. Like,
no, okay, they're two different disciplines.
All right, I'm just curious.
I mean, Evan Jenkins, please.
Are any horses
sponsored
by like Stanley Premium Timothy?
No. Yeah. Can we get to the part where I had you watch the Preakness pre-show?
Evan, this is why there's few gray horses in there.
They are genetically faster.
Are East Coast horses sponsored by Vineyard Vines?
No.
Do any just skip?
You know what?
No.
I'm gonna skip being
Can
two
we get to
and go straight to being three?
I will admit.
Why are you here?
Mike had asked me to watch the race. I didn't watch it. I was out and about. It was one of the more impressive things that I've seen. And that's on the heels of two awful game sevens. The golf tournament being about as bad as you could possibly want drama-wise. But I did ask Mike the question. I'm like, so the car that's driven by a NASCAR driver, that's the athlete, right?
Yes.
So the golf bag would be the athlete for golfer?
No, not a living organism. Once again, car, not a living thing. It's a machine.
But we've always had the debate. Are NASCAR drivers, race car drivers, athletes?
I would say based on the physical punishment they have to take and the mental focus that
Turn
is required.
Left. No,
see, I no,
no, that is not, physically destroyed no, in those races.
No, man. The question I often said was it a sport? It's an event, but
it's definitely
a sport
competition. But the problem
on the freeway, are you sporting home?
I hate everything.
I am, yeah. Okay.
Can I go home?
I just wonder, when it comes down to the horse, they don't always pertain or like they'll listen to you, right? Where you're like, run fast, and they have to run fast.
Some will, some won't.
But when do you realize with a horse if they're good enough to like actually perform on the track? The reason I ask this, let's say you have a horse that's awful in practice, like Allen Iverson.
Yep.
But then they perform actually on the track. Yep. Are there horses like that?
Yes. There are horses that are morning superstars and afternoon duds.
Wow.
They'll train like Jordan when there's no one. And it's like Mitchell Robinson hitting three-pointers in summer league. And then you put him in the playoffs. He can't hit a free throw.
Can't even hit the rim.
Yes. Those are the horses that drive you insane.
All right. Well, then they're athletes. Hold on.
So what do you do with the horse that, like, do you not, like a horse that really doesn't do well in practice? How do you know that they can actually do well in a race?
You eventually throw them out there and sink or swim.
Okay. All right.
Show me.
Hey.
No, I know.
That was a legitimate question.
Getting warmed up over here. We got a lot of people who want to talk. This
Everybody
is exciting.
Calm down.
I'm excited.
Could a horse hold out? Like, I need more oats.
Look at me when I say this.
Corbin, athletes or no?
Get out.
Athletes or no?
He's new. He's going to say yes.
That race will change your mind on if it's an athlete or not. I'm telling you, it will.
David, I saw the race.
It changed my mind.
Thank you. Journalism.
You should have picked the athlete. The right athlete.
Yeah. I picked the one.
Journalism.
You picked a bunch of Tatums.
He went out there and played, tried his best.
Are there horses that are the
equivalent of
Ben Simmons? Yes.
No, he wasn't a Ben Simmons. You know what? They will officially be athletes when they face the media afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Ed, he was the first.
I just want to establish, I have sat here for 27 minutes in good faith.
Yeah.
But I'm about to choose.
I can just see the horse. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Mr. Ed.
Right. To all those iron workers out there, get my shoes right.
They're called blacksmiths, you ingrate. Get out.
It's a great conversation, Mike. I really enjoyed this.
No, it takes guts to do this topic.
David,
we got full lights.
David, I only get this way when Evan shows up.
I tried to refrain from coming in.
It's called a contact buzz.
You asked about Trey Hendrickson. What are you talking about?
Okay, I have one. No, I said if the horse doesn't want to go into the gate, are they last second renegotiating?
Whoa. Your phone call's coming up next. Horses are athletes, true or false, 97.1.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, don't run away. No, we're not doing a deep dive into the Preakness. But because of the performance, if you didn't watch it, it's just take a minute and watch it. It is proof to me that ESPN had it right 30 years ago when they put Secretariat among Sports Century's top 50 athletes. Horses are athletes. So we're asking the question. Because what journalism did, the way that race went down, that is a 1 in 100,000 thing. I mean, it was remarkable, breathtaking. You heard Larry Colmus, who's one of the best race announcers in the country. On the fly, he had to like recalibrate in his brain what he was seeing. And the fact that the horse got up after, Rico, you said it, it was almost three horses just doing a backflip. Yeah.
And I'm beginning to lean more towards your side because I guess one of the horses that was in there just shut it down. And I guess it finished dead last. And that horse was one of the favorites.
It was clever again.
And just said...
He said, I've had enough.
Yep.
Whereas Goal Oriented fought on, but couldn't overcome that.
But the other horse, they, yeah, you know what? Fine. Not my night. And it looked like game sevens.
A lot of Tatums out there. Let's go to Sam, 97.1. Sammy, what's up, pal?
Mike, Rico, how we doing, boys?
Hey, Sam.
What a way to start the week. I got two things. I'll make it quick. Whoever was on that call for that race, that announcer, I don't know who he is, but that guy is electric. I would love to have him.
Larry Colmus is his name.
Well, that guy deserves his salary to be tripled. Second thing, Mike, and I don't want to break your heart. You're my guy, but the problem is horse people are kind of weirdos, Mike.
I know that. Believe me, I know that.
I don't want to dox myself. I know some horse people. I work for some horse people, and it's sort of like vegans or marathon runners that kind of make it like their whole personality. You know what I mean?
Sam, the way I've always had it explained to me, and it's always made sense, is you do have to be wired different to wake up at 4 a.m. and talk to a horse before you talk to a human.
Yeah.
I know. Guilty as charged. Yeah, I get it.
And, I know people have gone to Lexington, worked for dudes, from Saudi Arabia. And, horse people are a little different.
I know. Answer the question, Sammy. Are horses athletes? Did ESPN have it right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Then, Sam, I accept your slander. It's okay. Tremendous. Thank you. That's very good.
But, like, aren't all, like, owners just kind of built different? Not just horse people, but just owners across the board?
What do you mean?
I just seem like they're a little aloof, a little weird. Just not.
That's just the cliches. There are a lot of good people involved in the sport. Okay. There are.
But no, I mean, not just talking about horses. I'm just talking about, like, period.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, buddy, the people who actually work with the horses on a daily basis, yeah, you got to be built a little bit different. A little bit. You're up at 3:30 in the morning. You are talking to a horse before you talk to a human. I mean, you got to be built a little different.
Right, but I mean, yeah, it's like an athlete who gets to the gym
David's
at 5.
David's built different. The guy won't stop having kids. I mean, you got to be a little, we're all a little off kilter in different ways.
Good grits.
Whoa. All right. Let's go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, what's going on, pal?
I'm doing fine. I guess I wanted to make a quick point, two quick points. Do I agree that that was one of the greatest performances? Yes. Now, as far as rating Secretary as one of the 50 greatest athletes, we base our human athletes on longevity and consistency. Mm. So to me, it's kind of unfair to say that it's one of the greatest athletes when we don't. If we have a guy who plays pro ball or NBA, one season, two seasons does not make him great. What we base him on a period of time and how consistent he was. So that's the point that I guess I want to make.
Yeah, and you're right. And I mean, Keith, without getting too into the weeds, the reason it is the way it is now is that these athletes are worth more off the track than they are on. They're worth more in retirement for their second career than they are on. And you're right, Keith, the economics of the sport have really hurt the ability for instance, a horse like journalism probably doesn't run at age 4. They don't need to, because his stallion, status has been achieved. So no, Keith, it's more than fair. I can't really argue it.
All right, that's all I had to say.
My man,
enjoyed the show.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
But even your one hit wonder athletes are still
Jason
athletes.
Tatum. Let's go to Dennis.
Would you leave that poor man alone? He's healing in a hospital.
I'm still
to get
healing
back
from 17 isolations in the fourth quarter
of
game 4.
He got you banner 18.
No, he didn't. You know who the NBA Finals MVP was? Jaylen Brown.
He got him there.
You know who the Eastern Conference Finals MVP was? Jaylen Brown.
You know who Superman is? Jason Tatum.
Harry Cavallis or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Have they taken that ad down yet? Because they can't
I think they have. I haven't seen it since he went down. Yeah.
That ad was terrible. Dennis, 97.1. Dennis, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. First-time caller. This is something I know quite a bit about. I've owned racehorses for the last 20 years, and I've been blessed with really, really good ones. One, I won over 700,069 races, and I can guarantee you he knew when he won a race. He would pull up after the finish line to go back to the winner's circle. He had won so many times.
Yep. They know. Dennis, I used the Zenyatta example. They know.
Yeah, I heard that. But he was a thoroughbred. I owned harness horses, and as far as the ages they can race, a harness horse can race till 14, and we buy them at 2 years old, and race them as long as they'll win for us. My horse was Horse of the Year and did the Hall of Fame. And he loved every minute of training, racing. It was just tremendous. It's just too bad we don't have racing in Michigan anymore.
That's a whole separate deal. Yeah, and admittedly, fellas, don't ask me a single question about harness. I don't understand it. I don't know how to handicap it. I don't bet it. I don't watch it. I don't understand it. It's not for me. I know there's some people love it. I'm not qualified to speak on it. But is there big money in it? Yeah, there is. You can, yeah. I think, what is it called? The Hambletonian or whatever the hell it is? Not the point. Horses are athletes. David, let's go to what should be really nuanced and thoughtful ticket tech, shall we?
Guys, that race was incredible. I was yelling at the finish, and I didn't even have any money on it. Yes, the horse is an athlete.
Yes.
Of course a horse is an athlete in my mind. The jockey is just along for the ride.
How is it any different than a coach? Coaches don't play the game. The jockey is a coach player. You're in the game.
That was good when you said the coach.
Like Umberto Rispoli, who wrote journalism, he had to work to even get the horse in that position because journalism was being lazy on the backside, and he had to really get him into the bridle and get him going. But then when you're in that spot, first of all, you weigh 120 pounds. Rico, you're riding on your toes. There's no power brakes or power steering. I mean, he was making physical contact with Flavian Pratt, elbow to elbow. There's no seatbelt. There ain't no doors. I mean, it's breathtaking to watch that.
Yeah, Tom writes in, horses are not athletes. They don't decide to train and be great. You don't hear about horses from the ghetto beating the odds.
That is not true. There are plenty of horses from
the California Chrome.
He was no name background. I mean, no, I can't say he's from the barrio of Brazil, but Jesus, the horse was an $8,000 horse. He's out here beating horses worth seven figures when they're 1 year old. Come on, there's some good stories.
From Mitch, Mike, I ride and show horses. They are absolutely athletes.
Yes.
Mike, I've never watched a horse race, but I just watched that race and I have chills. That was simply amazing, ballsy, but amazing. Yes, horses are athletes. That is from Justin in Roseville.
Justin, let the game into your heart. Just, we're waiting for you. Come on, Justin. Tuck, 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 tuck. Come home, Scott. Just give it a chance.
Don't slander journalism with the comparison to Kobe. Not an athlete. Does this mean a nasty?
Wait. Saying Kobe wasn't.
Because we were bringing up Kobe earlier.
Oh. Yeah. I just made the point. We want our athletes to display an indomitable will to win.
So if the horse is an athlete, does it automatically, like if they did the top 100 again, Secretariat, would you even consider a top 10 athlete? Or is it like at the bottom where, okay, we're just going to let you be like 98th?
I just want inclusion on the list. Plus, Flightline would have to be on there. I mean, Flightline didn't have a genetic defect that gave him a crazy advantage like Secretariat. But Secretariat happened at a time where it captured the imagination of a country. In the 70s, horse racing was still...
Right, but I mean, even the genetic, you would say defect, but he would just say, hey, that's just what I was getting. Like, Shaq was 7 feet tall.
Like Donald Driver.
He had.
Sometimes you're just bored with it.
Shaq was just tall. He had no say-so in his height.
Okay.
So therefore, you know what?
Not so funny when it happens to you, is it? All right, let's get a little football in the mix, shall we? David, music, please.
All right, let's have some fun. Yes, it's me.
Damn it.
It's going to be fun. Just kind of some odds and ends from football, what's going on this week and the last week regarding the NFL schedule. Mike, this was just for you. Let's play a little guessing game with you and David.
Okay.
The schedule came out, and we all know some people, hey, this team's going to go this. Everybody played the scheduling game. Vegas said, you know what? Only one team is favored in all 17 of their games. Just one.
All right, hold on. Let's think about this for a second. I don't know the answer. David, do you? We're both guessing?
Yeah, both guessing.
All right. I will say the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles are favored in 16 of their 17 games.
Damn. All right. But David, you're up.
The Eagles are going to be playing this team.
Okay, so it's not the Eagles.
Good guess, though.
Chiefs?
It is not the Chiefs.
Okay, I'm out. David, no more guesses.
Well,
for me.
I know it's not the Lions because we went through that last week.
That's not what Jim Costa says.
So, 49ers?
No.
Okay, just what's the answer? Let's
head over to Orchard Park.
The Bills?
The Bills.
The Buffalo Bills, when they take on the Eagles, are favored by 1.5 at home late in the season. But the Bills are the only team favorite in all 17 games.
I think the big thing that helps them is divisionally. You're right. The Patriots, Dolphins, and Jets, that's six right off the rip. Even here, the Lions are underdog to the Pack, or maybe Philly's an underdog against Washington. Whatever it is, having that division.
No, Philly's only underdog to them because it's in Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's the right one game that Philadelphia is not favored in. Buffalo's favored by 1.5 as of right now. And we all love the primetime games. Two teams did not make the cut for a primetime game. One is a shame because you don't get to see the number one overall pick in a primetime
Titans
game.
Titans are not on.
The Titans and Saints. Even Bryce Young, Caleb Williams had primetime, at least a primetime game for people to see. You aren't going to see the Titans on any primetime games.
The 1 o'clock is where we see him.
They're the 1 o'clock.
There's not a reason to see them.
No, but you would figure if Bryce Young could get a primetime game, you would think that they would get one. Even if it's like when they do the double Monday night games. Just one. Nothing. Which team will travel the most miles this year?
Oh, boy, isn't this usually Seattle's award?
But remember, you got the overseas games you got to include in there as well.
Oh, dear. All right. So who's got two? Do the Chargers have a game over there, too?
They have
too?
A game in Brazil, so I was going to guess the Chargers.
I'll go Chargers. Yes! Nice job. Teamwork, dream work.
Yeah, that Brazil game alone will put you real high on the mileage.
The Chargers will travel a hair over 37,000 miles this season. But the Brazil game, that's where the bulk of it comes in. There's one team that has a three-game road trip, three straight games this year on the road.
David, this would have to be a team that goes to Europe.
Three straight.
Because they'd be giving up a home game.
Well, then the Vikings would be a good guess then because they place London twice. Oh, I'm sorry. They're in Europe twice, and then they probably come back home. United States on the road.
Minnesota?
Nope.
Dang.
Chair to spine.
They will play the Lions this year.
The Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens. Week 5 through 7 will play on the road.
Wow.
One team will play four straight games against a team that won 14 or more games last season. So, four consecutive games against four opponents that each won at least 14 games last year. One team will play.
I think I know this one.
Four straight times.
No, say it out loud.
Yeah, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
It is the Dallas Cowboys.
They have the Vikings, the Lions.
Dallas will play Philly, Detroit, Minnesota, Kansas City.
You just hate to see it. Really breaks my heart.
All right. Dealing with the schedule. Guys, I'm going to give you five quarterbacks, according to CBS Sports, with the most to improve. They have the most to improve this year. Can you guess the five QBs with the most? They got the most on the line. They have to improve.
Bryce Young.
Yes, at number three.
Okay. David, let's alternate.
Let's go with Dak Prescott.
Yes, at number five.
Let's go with Anthony Richardson.
Mike.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay.
Let's go with Justin Herbert.
No.
Oh.
Way to ruin it, David.
I'm sorry.
God. All right.
Michael,
needs to
you get a chance to steal.
Okay. Let me. It's a guy that I think is capable of so much more? Jordan Love.
No.
Damn it. Now I ruined it. All right, David, go ahead.
Ball's in your court.
Let's go with Drake May.
No.
Mm. All right, just
one,
go ahead.
One is, I was about to say, one is a brand name and one technically is in his first year.
Brand name Tua?
No. Mm.
Just go ahead.
Brand name Trevor Lawrence, number
oh,
one.
Oh, good
how
one.
How did we not do that?
Shame on me. That's my fault.
And at number four is J.J. McCarthy.
Need to improve. The guy didn't play last year.
Most approve.
Most
oh,
approved.
I thought it was most improved.
No, most
oh,
improved.
Dear Jesus. So, no. All right. I'm going to wrap this up.
I think JJ is the wild card of the entire NFL.
Yes.
If he's good, if he's Bo Nix, Minnesota's a Super Bowl team. That roster, what they did around losing Ginger Idiot.
If he just does what Sam Darnold did, then ugh. Yes.
What, fold like a
year one? I think you're right. For year one, if he does
Mike,
that.
Mike, they won 14 games. So, yeah.
Except the most important ones. Ginger idiots don't win. Can't do it.
What about people sitting under goalposts?
Look, it's a meditative thing. I don't know. Whatever.
Right. A bunch of quarterbacks are in Cleveland. Would you guys like to take a guess as of right now
yes.
who they said is leading the pack of all the quarterbacks in Cleveland?
Oh, boy. Joe Flacco. I don't know. Dylan Gabriel.
I'm going to go with Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett
oh my
is
God.
Correct. As of right now,
oh
if
my
the season
God.
Were to start, Kenny Pickett would be coming out under center.
If your season starts with Kenny Pickett, it never starts at all.
I was
your season
that.
Is over.
I was hoping to be wrong.
No.
Kenny Pickett.
According to reports, it looks like Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders will get very little time, especially early in the season. It's going to be Kenny Pickett. And I can understand why, because if Kenny Pickett fails, you can go to the rookie. If the rookies fail, you've already ticked off the veterans. They've cashed out. Finally, voting is going to take place later this week. So you guys, you're going to be owners. You can only vote for one.
Yes.
You could have the tush push removed, or you can vote in favor of the new playoff change where it's going to be based on records and not divisions. But you could only pick one.
Tush push. Not a football play. Don't like watching it. Tush push.
I guess I have to go with the tush push because I'm fine with the playoff the way it is right now. So I don't want to change it.
Really? I would like to change both, but Rico offered one. Get rid of the tush push.
See, I would go for the playoff. I mean, because
my team doesn't make the playoffs, so it just doesn't matter.
Oh, my team didn't either. So, but the tush push, if it was so easy, everybody would do it. So therefore, I don't think that the Eagles should be punished because they do something better than everyone else. That's just me. That's your Football Blitz 97.1.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.